You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man,
hanging out at the College Football Hall of Fame, downtown Atlanta. SEC Media Days continue. And I got to tell you guys something. It is up on the website. You got to go listen to this because our man Cole Kublik came by and mentioned that he is high on Gunnar Stockton. And you're going, wait a minute, what does he know that we don't know? Mike, he said he called a couple of games in high school. He talked to people around Gunnar Stockton, and he talked to guys on this Georgia team. You got to go hear what he said earlier in the show about why he is high on Gunnar Stockton.
But it's one of the things you're going to hear coming up is we're going to talk to our man Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Mike Griffin's going to join us tomorrow to kind of wrap up SEC Media Days from a Dog Nation perspective. It was funny because we had a couple of Florida Gators on today, and if you missed it, we had dog fans on the text line. Why are you talking to – not that the dog fans sound like that, but the way I read it, it sounded like that. Why are you talking to Gators right now? I go, because they were available, and Kirby was here on Tuesday. We were at Murph's, and Randy and Andy talked to Kirby. But it was kind of interesting to see, and we'll talk more about this coming up later in the hour. We all know about NIL. We've all seen the pictures of some of these guys driving. But it's another thing to talk to these dudes in these Ric Flair custom-made suits head to toe, bringing about $30,000 to $40,000 worth of bling. I mean, conservative estimate. It really is something.
It's crazy. And to your point, it's funny. Here was the conversation before we let you hear Kalen DeBoer talking about Michael Penix Jr. Very interesting stuff. And then what a former teammate of Jane Pierce said to us yesterday on the show, because it ties into the Falcons guys and certainly with camp starting next week. But here's what's funny, Mike. Years ago, okay, not too long ago, guys, not 30 years, not 25, not 15.
Right.
A few years ago, we'd come to this event and you'd see a guy with the chain on or something and you'd be like, how much do you think that cost? Where do you think he got that? And there would be speculation,
right?
About a team, Ole Miss, cheating, paying guys.
How'd they get that entire Grayson class? Remember that controversy?
Hugh Freeze, right? And so then it was like, oh, and everybody just kind of played like, oh, they accepted it. Now guys are coming in because it's legal. And they're like, here's my watch, here's my shoes, I got these Gators on, I got this custom suit. They don't give a damn. And the deal is there's nothing anybody can do, but it gives you a sense of perspective about what's being spent around the country, and specifically in the SEC. It's just funny. The mindset just a few years ago was, all right, we're going to keep this on the down low. Why is he wearing that here?
Right.
Now guys are flaunting it, Mike. They're flexing.
And as we said, Steve Sarkisian, pressure on him, We'll talk more about this coming up. We'll get to the Falcons. He's the bad guy. You, sir, Texas Longhorns, are the bad guys now because you're just gobbling up all the top recruits like Pac-Man, Kirby.
Business costs, Mike.
Kirby did kind of preemptively strike, we were talking with Mike Griffith earlier from Dog Nation, to say, we're going to take people that want to get coached up. You know, it's not all transactional with us, to basically say, hey, get ready. Texas is going to land some dudes, which they did. But how do you, you know, find a way to win without the kind of depth that Ohio State was able to put together for an extra year? Michigan was the year before. And now, of course, Texas potentially has this year.
Yeah. I just think it's for me, it's all dirty play. And when I say that, I'm saying all of these schools, the top schools, guys, they all have it. It's who they want to spend it with and who they're going to give it to. But it is all where we're at right now. There's no school that's not guilty of what Texas did going into Georgia and getting the number one player, no more so than Florida going into Louisiana or Texas for that matter, or USC, Mike. Pick your school, because this is the nature of the game. And it used to just be, what's funny to me about this is, it used to just be, well, they're just a better program. Right. Nobody ever wanted to say that a kid was truly getting more money to go somewhere else. Now it's just an assumption. Oh, well, of course, they paid him more. Either way, we're live at SEC Media Days, guys, and we'll get you caught up on what not only Caleb DeBoer had to say. Morning Shift did a great interview with him. You'll hear it a little bit later on this hour. Also, Brent Venables was here today. Billy Napier, we got a chance to talk to not only a couple of OU players, but also some Florida players. All that stuff's online at Odyssey.com. Let's hear from Alabama's head coach, who was on the morning shift talking about our starting quarterback. You want to know who Michael Penix is? Why don't you ask a guy who not only had him at Indiana, but also had him at Washington and has grown with him over the last 5 years. There's nobody better than Kalen DeBoer. Here's what he said this morning.
There's a lot of players that are super special to you, but because of his journey and what we accomplished together and his faith and confidence to come up to Washington at the time when, you know, maybe staying closer to home and, you know, the career kind of going a certain direction at that point just meant so much. And so, yeah, he actually came over a couple weeks ago, spent the night at the house, and you know, we had dinner with a bunch of the others that he knows well that came down from Washington too. So I'm super excited about what this next year is for him. You know, when he gets comfortable and familiar with an offense, those tools that he has will take over. And so I'm excited for this next round.
See, that's why they wanted him to sit and learn. When he gets comfortable in an offense, this right. was the plan. The plan blew up. We know that.
Right.
But that was the plan. Let him learn. He was going to get his shot. And, Mike, I believe we'll never know he was going to get that shot sooner than later. But either way, now it's his.
I mean, the story was, if we had gotten one of those middle-of-the-road quarterbacks, you know, if you had brought in, you know, a Gardner Minshew, and people would be like, I don't want to see this. Let's go get Penix in there.
That's right.
And you've also got, remember, a rookie. I still disagree. I still would have thrown at the Wolves, and he's a veteran, and he's been in the wars, and I would see what this guy can do, and you hopefully lean on the run game with Bijan and Tyler Allgeier. But they decided to go a different route, and obviously no one could ever foresee what we saw with Kirk Cousins and how that kind of took us sideways. But this is a guy who has a grasp. When he has a grasp of the offense, you've seen him perform. We've seen him drop those dimes. We've seen him do some amazing things. Now, the question would have been, had you not gotten Kirk Cousins, would they have really kicked the tires on a Bo Nix? Would it have been Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr.? You know, obviously, you're never going to get up to the top three picks. That was unattainable.
Right.
But I still think, you know me, you know where I stand on this. But here's some Caleb saying, look, now that he's going to be the man, and you and I said this yesterday, now it's from everything's focused on him from day one now in camp.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, talking Falcons next week. We will be at training camp bringing you all the latest and then, of course, doing the show from the Taj Mahooters, as we like to call it, up there at the Mall of Georgia. Now, let's shift gears and talk about the defensive side, because yesterday we had a chance to talk to Bryson Eason, defensive lineman for the University of Tennessee. And he was a teammate of James Pierce Jr. for the last 3 years. And who better to ask, as Mike did,
right?
What's this guy about, man? What's James Pierce going to be for the Falcons? Listen to what he told us.
Man, somebody who is going to disrupt the edge and disrupt the quarterback. He's got a lightning speed, get off, real physical, not afraid to put his head in them trenches, you know what I'm saying? Has a huge bag when it comes to, like, pass rush moves and a great locker room guy. There's been a lot of rumors that I've seen about my guy James Pierce, but he's a great dude. Great guy, you know what I'm saying? Very passionate about the game, loves the game to a T. very smart when it comes to the game. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to be a true professional and a true game wrecker when his time comes. And I know it's coming soon. I'm expecting for him to make a huge impact his rookie year and get some sacks and get some TFLs and just be a huge guy to help Atlanta Falcons have a winning season.
Bryson, that is a ringing endorsement for James Pierce, who, brother, we've heard when the draft went down, there were a lot of questions about, you know, you hear this word, right, character. What does that mean? Is he a bad dude? Does he not show up for meetings? Like, and what you're saying is, look, when it comes to game time, this dude shows up, and that's what you're telling us. He's a performer. He's a player.
Mm-hmm, correct. That's exactly what he is. And even throughout the week, man, he practices hard. You know what I'm saying? He might get into a scuffle with the scout team line because he just feel like they're not giving him the best look to work a move he know he got to use this week. So he's not a bad guy at all. You know, they can say what they want, but I played with him for a couple of years. Well, 3 years, actually. He's a great dude, prepares well, just real, got a real passion, real love for the game, and he just don't take it lightly. So I got a lot of respect for James Pierce.
Very cool. So as we said, and just for guys who didn't hear it yesterday, live as we're up at Murph's, we go with what we know. And the information that came out, interesting, there was a story about Shamar Stewart at Texas A&M and maybe going back to college to work out. He can't go back to college because the Bengals hold his rights. But there was concerns about his work ethic, his love of football. There was stuff that came out. Now, where it came from, I don't know. Because remember, I told you had a buddy who had played at Tennessee as a walk-on. He thought it was nonsense. And then we found out the Falcons fell in love with the young man. They did their due diligence. So sometimes this pre-draft stuff, and we always do, Carl, give the, you know, let's be honest, the caveat. It could be just some pre-draft misinformation.
Sure.
If everything Bryce is talking about is accurate, the thing has always been true. As much as we love Jalen Walker, just from the pure athleticism, this guy might have a higher upside than Jalen. Talk about Pierce Jr.
Yeah, look, I think just like Mike Green, okay?
Right.
Who ultimately dropped in the draft.
Right up with the Ravens.
And
second round.
Yes, went to the Ravens. A lot of people did the same thing with James Pierce and saying it's not about the talent, it's the concerns of some other things. Obviously, the Falcons were not worried enough to not draft him. Or, Mike, the talent is so overwhelming, which is what Bryson Eason is telling us. It's so overwhelming that it will overcome the issues that we're concerned about. I'm willing to put up with a little bit if you can perform this way. And I'm not saying that he's going to be that guy, but, like, that's how you have to think about this. And, guys, nobody comes into the NFL, you know, 100% fully perfected. He's got some learning curves that he's going to go through.
Right.
But if he is this dude that Bryson Eason is telling us about, we got something. We will, with Jalen Walker and his leadership and his work ethic, and if this kid is coming off the edge like this, and as he said, he's in his bag, he's got already a bunch of pass moves. Mike, we got something that we can build on, and all of a sudden now, this is what I've been saying for years, Atlanta, we can grow with our pass rushers. We can grow with our quarterback. They become our guys.
Right.
We drafted them. They're homegrown. Now, all of a sudden, as we said, Mike, the jerseys are in the stands. We are repping our dudes.
We never have, you know, as we say as a fan, rarely other than maybe for A.J. Terrell or Grady, you said you want the defense to be even introduced. You want to see Bijan. You want to hear about Drake. And by the way, speaking of getting to know ya, again, one of the top 125 picks in this year's draft, defensive back out of Oklahoma, Billy Bowman. Earlier today, we got a chance to talk with Robert Spears Jennings, who was born in Atlanta. His family was military, both Navy, so he's kind of a military brat, but grew up in Oklahoma, and he told us about what we're getting with Billy Bowman. He says a guy that just absolutely eats.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sleeps, lives football. You know, we talk about being the ball hawk and just absolutely said there'll be no distractions for this young man. So that'll be looking forward to seeing these guys. Now, first week, no pads, but to see all these new faces, especially Xavier Watts from Notre Dame. But it's kind of cool to talk to their teammates and what they have to say about our new Falcons.
I totally agree. And it gives me a lot of promise to think that this thing is going to be something special or could turn into something really good. Hey, coming up, we'll recap today and what's coming up tomorrow with Connor Riley live from SEC Media Days. It's Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.